Now, it's Murph and Mac, Brian Murphy and Paul McCaffrey on KNBR 680 and streaming live at KNBR.com.
All right, all eyes on the 49ers Sunday in Green Bay. Let's dive right into it on the Ring Central guest line with our next guest, rookie wide receiver Quentin Patton, making his debut on the Murph and Mac show. We've never had him on. Quentin, my name's Brian Murphy. I host the morning show here at KNBR in San Francisco. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're delighted to have you, man. And what a way for you to end the 2013 regular season. That catch you made down in Arizona, Quentin, opened up a lot of people's eyes for you. Give me your perspective on that play. Coming out of the huddle, did you know Colin was coming to you? And as you saw the ball coming to you, the play you had to make, and what kind of confidence it must have given you, too?
Well, as a receiver, I always think the ball's coming to me no matter what the situation is, no matter what the play is. So, I always run my routes hard and everything. And, I ran my route. It wasn't a very good route, but I just made a play.
Do you and Cap, because you're both youngsters, he's only been a starter now for one full year, and he's looking for guys to hook up with. And obviously he goes to Bolden and Crabtree and Vernon a lot. But do you and Cap have a little chemistry going? Is this something you guys want to kind of carry on? And how is your relationship with Colin Kaepernick?
My relationship with Cap is it's pretty good and everything. And I just try to get in where I fit in, I know that, Crabtree and Bolden and Burn, they're the leaders of the team. It's their team and everything. I just try to get in where I fit in, try to make the plays as much as I can just to help them out.
Now, get in while you fit in. Does that mean that there's like that rookie hazing where you have to like bring donuts and stuff on the road trips?
Oh, no. Nah. All I got to do is go buy some chicken and some fish. That's it.
Chicken and fish? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wait, but what kind of fish are you talking about?
Some catfish.
Okay. Where in the Bay Area can you find good catfish? I know you're from down Louisiana way, and you can probably get it down there probably a lot easier than the Bay Area, right?
It's this little place called Johnny's Fish and Chips, about 15 minutes up the road. I think it was in Redwood City or something like that.
Okay.
Away games.
Okay. All right. Catfish and chicken from Quentin Patton from Johnny's in Redwood City. I love it. I love it. Now, Quentin, I'm looking. I said Louisiana, but you're really a Tennessee kid, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Like, what part of Tennessee and what it's like?
I'm from the capital, Nashville, Tennessee. Country boy.
Now, is that so that's where Vanderbilt is, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm about 10, 15 minutes away from Vanderbilt.
Did you think about going to play football there?
I wanted to play at Vanderbilt and I wanted to play at UT, but everything is, where you're supposed to be at.
So everything happens for a reason? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, so tell me how you got to Louisiana Tech then. Who was your, and how you chose them?
I was in junior college first, and I didn't have a lot of offers coming out of high school, so I went through the junior college route. From junior college, still didn't have a lot of offers. I got offered by Texas Tech, and then they pulled my scholarship because they said they were going to go to a different route. So I came back. I was about to take a visit to Minnesota, and I was like, it's too cold for me to play up there, especially in college. So then I just chose Louisiana Tech because I heard of Sonny Dykes and Tony Franklin that's up here at Cal University now, and their passing system and everything. And he started telling me about Michael Crabtree, Wes Welker, Danny Amendola, and I figured if they could do it, I could do it.
Okay, Quentin, good stuff, good answer. Kind of good personality, Quentin Patton, the kid out of Tennessee who, by way of Louisiana Tech, made the big catch against Arizona to set up the winning field goal in that game. Now, Sonny Dykes, you mentioned him, so I got to ask you. I know he's your guy. He was your coach. You guys had a lot of success together. How hard was it to see him have that a really rough first year in Berkeley?
Oh, man, it was pretty rough. It was pretty rough for me to watch because I know what kind of coach he is. I know what they can do with the offense and the kids up there. It's just, everything happens for a reason. One year might be a down year. You might have to be a rebuilding year and everything, but second year should be a blast up there.
Okay. Now, so playing for Sonny Dykes, he's one kind of guy. Jim Harbaugh is a different kind of guy. I would love to hear Quentin Patton's evaluation and analysis of Jim Harbaugh's personality and coaching style, because he is such a unique dude. Tell us what you think about Harbaugh's style.
Coach Harbaugh, he cool with me. He just cool with me. As long as you make plays and play hard, do what you're supposed to do, he won't have a problem with you. That's it.
I love how you're laughing, though. So he must do some things that make you laugh or, I don't know, maybe even scare you because he can come on pretty strong sometimes. I don't know. What's it like? Is he intimidating or is he fun? What's he like?
A little bit of both, but you just got to know he's a coach at the end of the day.
And now
he's a coach, and this is a business and everything. And only thing he's trying to do is look out for your best interest.
Now, he went a long way towards building you up when he told the whole story about you coming out early to camp and all that. So he kind of made you famous before you even got here. How'd you feel about all that?
Just like I said earlier, I'm just trying to get in where I fit in at right now.
So that's the slogan, right? Get in where I fit in. I like this. That's going to be like your motto maybe, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I like it, Quentin. All right. Hey, listen, we've been talking for a few minutes. I haven't even mentioned the cold. You mentioned it in Minnesota. You turned down the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Now, you guys are going to Lambeau Field. It's not Louisiana Tech. It's not Candlestick Park. Tell me how you guys are preparing for what's anticipated to be 0 degrees and below zero temperatures in Green Bay.
At the end of the day, we ball players. We're professional football players. No matter what the weather is, no matter if it's, you know what I'm saying, negative degrees, 100 degrees, 75, anyway, we're going to just go play ball.
Well, do you have any?
Once you get running around, you're really not going to feel that cold out there. It's just for the fans that's going to feel that cold.
What about plans for, like, sleeves or chicken noodle soup or Vaseline or what do you have? Any special plans?
First, Equan already told me we don't wear sleeves, so. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was at the picture.
Okay, how about gloves? Now, do you usually wear gloves out there? You do, don't you?
Yes, sir.
So you still, well, obviously, then you'll wear the gloves then. So gloves and sleeves. What about Cap? Mm-hmm. Kaepernick likes to show off his guns and his tats. Do you think he'll go sleeves or he's going to show them off?
Cap can do whatever he wants to do as long as we go in there and play ball. That's it.
All right, Quentin, I like it. I like your style, man. And we got to ask you because people were talking about it. Speaking of style, you're a young man. You got a little flavor. Now, I'm an old guy, Quentin, so you got to help me out on this. What is the gold grill that you wear sometimes after games?
Oh, I wear that during the game.
Okay, during the games. Tell me about that. Is that just a style thing, or what is that?
I don't know. It's just something different.
Okay. Just a little flavor, just, huh?
Yeah, just put it in. It really don't mean nothing. It has no meaning to it. It's just something that I do.
Well, you know me, I'm an old guy who lives in the suburbs, man. I'm like, wow, look at these young kids today. They're out looking good.
Yeah, it has no meaning to it.
All right, all good. Well, listen, man, we've enjoyed getting to know you a little bit. You got a good personality, and hell, you made the big play. I've been saying on the air, Quentin, as I let you go here, that you could be kind of the X factor this January. Are you looking to, like you said, it's Bolden, it's Crabtree, it's Davis, but what about you? I mean, you got a chance to go in and make some plays. You thinking that way going into Lambeau?
I'm always going into the game thinking I can make plays, so that's not going to be nothing new for me if I just go in there with the mindset and, like I said, get in where I fit in, just help my team win.
I love it, Quentin. Hey, listen, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. We know you have meetings. Go do it, and we'll watch you on Sunday. Thanks for coming on the Murph and Mac Show.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.